Tachtav used to like roll the red carpet in front of him. He used to roll down the carpet of silk when he used to walk to shul. Oh boy, and Aniyim and Makaflin, and that was silk carpet they didn't collect. They used to leave it there, and the Aniyim used to come and take the silk carpet. So every single time he went to the Beis Medrash, the Aniyim became rich. Mamish, every time he went there, they had a whole carpet full of silk. So Chura gave a lot of tzedakah to the Aniyim. So why do you say he didn't give tzedakah for? So he bought the same one teretz is lechvay do the of it. After he had this red carpet rolled up for him, that was for his own covet. Came out that it didn't pass for him as time to collect it anymore, so he let the Aniyim take it. But that's not cool doing stuck. He didn't go to really give the money for the Aniyim. He went that he should have a nice silk carpet to walk on. Just afterwards, he left it for the Aniyim. That's not cool doing stuck. So he bought the same another teretz says no. Maybe it's cool he did do stuck with this way. But for how rich he was, the way he was supposed to do tzedakah, he didn't do. A rich man has to know he has to give more tzedakah than another person. He can't just give like anybody else. If he's rich, he could afford it, he has to give more money. So the way Nachum Ben Gurion was supposed to give, that much tzedakah he did not do. And could the Amri Yitzchak, like people say, Lufum Gam L'Shichna, according to how strong the camel is, that's how much weight you put on top of him. No, if he has more money, he has to give more tzedakah. There's no schum, how much you have to give. You have to give as much as you can afford. Tan yomer Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. Ere b'nechom, like I should have a nechoma, im larisi shoysam alakete sorry mibes talfi susim. Biyaku. If I didn't see like this also, the ladies were collecting mamish bali from the tlofim by the animals there, by the talfi susim, by the horses' hooves. In Aku. That Karosiel and Mikrozah read upon this pasuk. In other words, there's a pasuk like this that says, "Im loy seidilach, if you're not going to know me, hayofa benoshim, the better ones of the ladies, is siloch bikvi atzoin. You're going to have to go in the footsteps of the tzoin. Oriyas gidiyasayach and pasture with the gidiyasayach with the kids. Is al tikri gidiyasayach with the kids, ela gidiyasayach with your own goof. In other words, your own body, you will also have to go and collect the sorim by the animals there." So Rashi says, Imloi Seyde means, Imloi Tisni Leiv, Imloi Tisni Leiv Knesset Yisrael Lishmeret HaTorah. If the Yidin will not watch the Torah, is Siloch, that means Seifoch, Lot says, Dikve Yatsoin, Veliros Aski Yosayich. If you're not going to do the mitzvahs, what's going to come out eventually is, you're going to have to go, you'll be so poor, you're going to have to, like here, this mice to go and collect the barley by the shmutz of the susim of the animals. Right. Omer Rav Shomin Barabba, Omer Rav Yechnan, Hechnisa lo Zohov, if she brings in gold, that's the present she brings in to her husband, Hechnisa lo Zohov, Shomin Oisei. We have to evaluate, see how much it's worth. Trashi Zohov, Chaticha Zohov, she brings in a block of gold, we have to evaluate it, see how much it's worth. That's not called like cash, we have to evaluate it. Farehu kishoviv, and Rashi v'lo Yosef shlish v'lo yifchas chaymish. Here we don't make no kunsin, a block of gold. We have to give the exact evaluation, how much it's worth, not more, not less, and therefore we write down in the ksuba exactly how much she brought in. But gold is different. Meisve have a kasha on this. Hazov arerik kalem. She brings in gold. It's like any of utensils. My lab doesn't mean to say kalem shakesiv. Like silver kalim, the pachsi, that we do make it a little bit less. Rashi harayin k'ksofin loisiv shlish lefishim zemanim liskor that fakir has a locha like it has a locha like my love kalim shakesiv the pachsi it doesn't mean the one is like silver kalim it has a lot of value to it. Since it has a lot of value to it, you have to add a third, Rashi says. Gemara says, Loi, kekelim shel zov lepachsi. Just means you have to put in how much it's worth, like golden kelim. In Kefer, the Gemara says, kekelim miboyle, should have said like its own kelim, like golden kelim. The Yoid also, Tanya, we learn like this, zov arerik kelim, dinrei zov arerik ksofim. It says clearly that gold is like kelim, and dinrei zov is like ksofim. If they don't count out each one separately, you have to evaluate it. For the exact evaluation, that's what you write down. Now, Shimon Gamliel, where's it going on? Hold on We don't, we're not talking about that. Elalava Resh going in the first case. This is what he meant to say. Zov, when you have gold, it's like kalim with utensils. Ma kalim, what kind of kalim? Kalim shakes like silver kalim. If you have shuvan alayim, arenka, dinra shazov, no. It's like gold, golden coins. So, b'mokim shinogosh talaporta, we don't count that each one separately. That's what he meant to say. Mar says, loy, liyerlo ma seifa is going on the seifa. Zanafki adeyat chak, b'mokim eflagim, asov, kivin akim eshavch loy, kivin lo nafki el adeyat chak, loy meshavchin loy. All right, we'll go over this Eskimo again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. Why do you say... You hold now Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Okay, on top of the two dots. Omer Rav Shomon Bar Abba. Omer Rav Yechnon. Hechnisa loy Zohov. Let's say she brings in from the dunya for a present to her husband. Zohov, a block, a piece of gold. Is Shomon Oysoy. We evaluate how much it's worth. Parehu Keshavya. When he writes down in the Ksuba how much he received from his wife, not like before he takes off 20%, but he puts down exactly how much it's worth. Hey, by gold, they don't play around. You put down exactly how much it's worth. Meisvei have a kasher on this. Says, HaZohav, when she brings in gold, HaReyu Kekelim. It's like she brought in utensils. So, my love doesn't mean Kekelim Shokesav, like silver utensils. Tepachsi, that devaluates sometimes. Tepachsi means it gets used up, so that the prices change. So therefore, you do have to make an evaluation how much it's worth. And it should be the regular locha that Bezdin adds 20% a fifth, and then in the ksuba we take off a fifth. Samura says loy. What it means is kekelim shel zohav deloy pachsi. A piece of gold is like utensils of gold that does not devaluate. So therefore, it's always the exact amount, and therefore we write down exactly how much it's worth. For the gemariim came of that chat over here kekelov mi boilei. It should have said that if you bring in gold, it's like its own kalim, it's like utensils made out of gold. Why does it just say, harehu kekelim, mashmi, it's like other type of utensils, like silver utensils, and then you should change the value. The yod, another kashav is like this. The yod tanya, we learned, zohov, when she brings in gold, harehu kekelim, it's like utensils. Yezov harehu kekelim, dinrei zov, let's say she brings in a golden coins, Dinrei Zov, that means coins made out of gold. Hareya Kiksofen. That's mamish like money she brings in that we had before. The husband has to add on to it a third. Because when she brings in cash, he could do a lot of business with it. He'll gain on the deal. So if she brings in Dinrei Zov, golden coins, that's mamish like cash. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, V'mokim Shinogu Shler Leporton, in the case where they don't use the golden, well, we'll soon see what it goes on, the ratio of the sefer. Either it's talking about gold or golden coins. But he says in a place, Shinogu Shvela Porton, they don't really use this gold to do exchange with. They don't do circulation with this type of a gold. Then, Shaman, I say, we have to evaluate how much it's worth. Pareyem B'Shav Yehin. Then it's, you write down in the Ksuba exactly how much it's worth. In other words, not called like you receive cash, because this is not the cash people use, circulate this type of a circulation. Therefore, you have to evaluate how much it's worth, but you write down in the ksuba exactly how much it's worth. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Ahai, on which one of the two cases is he going on? Ilay ma seifa, if you want to say it's going on the seifa, dinrei zohov, that means golden coins, michlal, then will come out the tanakama, sova filo v'mokim shinogu, shler leporton. The tanakama says, no, it's mamash called like cash. Even in a place that they don't use this for circulation, holenavki, they don't use this. You can't buy things with this type of golden coins. If it's loy shloy perton, that means they don't use this for the exchange, so it's not called like cash. You can't do business with it. So why does the yagan or shimon gamliel el alava reisha? So it has to be the machlokes is on the reisha, the first part where she brings in gold. What's the loch of gold itself? Lochikom. This is what the price means. Zohov, when she brings in gold, Hareyu Kekelim. It's mamish like utensils. Now, my Kelim, what type of Kelim? Kelim Shakeset means like silver, silver Kelim. In other words, it has a devaluation sometimes. So therefore, there's a Shuma, we evaluate how much it's worth, and it should be up a fifth by Bezdin, and then down a fifth when they're riding the Ksuba. Not like we start, not like Rav Shimon wanted to say. Rav Shimon Megamliel Leimer, Hareyu Kedinyin Shel Zohov. No, Yishno is called like golden coins. b'mokim shnogul shlo leporten, in a place where they don't use it for the exchange. So kol porim you see it's a machlokes. What's the loch of gold? Sakud of Shaman says so poshid that gold you do according to its valuation. Here it's mash norot and a kama holds that it's like regular kalim that it changes. And therefore, like we learned before, she brings in stam utensils, Bezdin valuates it a fifth more than it's really worth. And therefore, when he writes it down in the Ksubam, he takes off the fifth. So, of course, not like Rav Shaman. So Gemara says, Loi, maybe no, that's not the pshat here. Liyelam really a seifa. The machlokes of Shimon and the Tanakam is only on the seifa. When they bring in din rezov, golden coins. But it could be gold itself, everybody agrees. Like kalim means like golden kalim, that you evaluate exactly how much it's worth, and that's how much you write down in the ksuba. So li'olam, this machlok is only on the seifa. Udinavka adiatchak. We're talking about these golden coins. They use it. The exchange is used only when it's very hard to use other things. Adiatchak. If you pressure to use it, you'll be able to use it. Adiatchak. This is the machlokes over here. Masava one holds kibun de nafke. Since lemaisi, you could use it. You could exchange things with it. If you push away with it, is meshavchinin law. It's called then like she brought in kish, and we give a shvach means that we have to add a third into the ksuba. Well, masava the other one that the Rav Shimon holds no kibun de nafke ila de atchak. Since it could only be used at de atchak. It's not the normal currency over here. You can't really use it for an exchange. It's therefore loy meshavchinin law. We don't consider it like she brought in kish, and we don't write down an exuba, an extra third. So if it could be but no kash and of shaman, it could be that gold, the block of gold itself, you value it exactly how much it's worth. Iboyisem, another terrorist is like this, I'll tell you, kudu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hi. The whole price that goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Vechasure mechzer, when something is missing, yevochikton, this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Zohov gold hareyu kekelim. Gold is like utensils. Din rezov when you have golden coins hareyin kiksofim. It's mamish like kish. The medevar mamurim. When was this said that it's like kish and therefore should get an extra third in exuba? The mokim shinogul aparton. In a place where this is the currency, you could use these golden coins and you could exchange. You could buy things with it. Avo b'mokim shenogu shleil aparton. But if this is the place that this is not part of the currency, you can't use these golden coins to exchange things with. Then shaman oisam. Then we have to evaluate how much it's worth. But v'reyim b'shav yayin. You should know it's not that we raise a 20 and take off 20. It's the exact valuation. This is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Why? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel leimer that the mokim shenogu shleil aparton, in a case where these golden coins is not the exchange, they don't really use it there, then shaman oisam, then it's not called like she brought in kish, but rather we have to evaluate how much it's worth. And vareyim b'shavayim, when we write down in the ksuba, we have to write down the exact value of these coins, what she brought in, that's what we write down she brought in, and that's what you'll get later on. Kasha. This is still a kasha. If you want to say that when the Brisa says that Zov is like Kalim, it shouldn't have just said Lushan like utensils. It should have said like its own utensils, like golden Kalim. If you want to say it's called like gold still, that you evaluate exactly. So Marcus Kasha, that's Taka Kasha. Hey boy, you say another territory is like this. Know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about like broken kalim, broken gold. Trashi pricha. It doesn't say. Right. Trashi lo kishlo Rabbi Yechon. If you have Rabbi Yechon, he's talking about by big ones. Or masnisin, but dahaba pricha by small ones. So that's the difference. Small ones taka get used up a lot. And therefore the valuation changes. So nafkamine, if it's good, big golden coins, they never change. That was Rav Shaman's first halacha, you get the exact evaluation. And here it's mashma that it's like other kalim, it's talking about with small golden pieces that do get the valuation changes. Rav Ashi Yama b'mamala. Mamala Rashi says, dak shel zov, very thin pieces of gold. These pieces, when you use them, they get worn out, and therefore the valuation goes down. So in this case, you don't shot it up, you're not showing exactly how much it's worth. Omer Rabbi Yana Rimani says like this, B'samim shel Antuchia. If an Isha brings in for a husband the spices that come from Antuchia, Rashi says that Ikis Cherosim, that used to be the main business then. That was the diamonds at that time. Like Lamosha Treyev should bring in diamonds, he has a rank of him. That's like she's bringing you in cash. And since they used to do business with this type of summim, it's cool like she brought you in pure cash that you make a lot of profit. Therefore, you have to add in the ksuba third. Amrav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amrav Yonason, Amrav Yechanan, Gemalim shel Avoya, camels, that Arabs, camels come from Arabs, from Arvia, is Isha Goyva Parnam him, and Isha could collect Taksuba from it. Parna Rashi says, so Rashi learns here, Reva Shlish. The Rashi learns the pshat of an Isha give camels to a husband, it's also called like pure kish, that she gets an extra third in a ksuba. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns it means the pshat is found when an Isha collects the ksuba, she could collect from these things also. Omer Rav Papi, Hani, Tusei, Devei Machzer. These clothing that comes from the place, Devei Machzer, also Isha Goyva Panamim. And Isha could collect the ksuba. The same thing, according to Rashi, means it's very good things that you could sell very easily. You could do a lot of business with it. So the husband has to add on another third into the ksuba. And Tosfos learns it means that Isha could collect the ksuba from these good clothing. The Yomer Rav Papi. Papi said like this, Hani, Shaki, Derujia. These big sakin that comes from the city called Rudia. The ashli and the ropes, the machunya, come from machunya, also very good things to sell and buy. Is Isha Goyva Parnamim? The same thing. If she brings it, it's like she brought in cash, the husband could do about good business with these things. She also deserves an extra third in the ksuba. Omar Rava, Meresh Havamin, at the beginning I used to think, Hani Arnaki de Mechuza. These wallets, pockets, pocketbooks, Arnaki, that comes from the city Mechuza, Isha Goyva Parnamim. Again, an Isha could collect, even though Tosfos learns, Hoksuba from these things, even though Mikra Dinasoni and Karka, but these things are very good, valuable, that she's Seimach Das on them. Or else the Rashi learns it means that she collects an extra third. My time, and what's the reason? Asamchtinu Alayu. Like they have Das, they rely on these things. Since it's good things to buy and sell, they rely on it. But Kivun the Chazoin, our Rav says, since I saw, to Shaktilu, what do the ladies do with these pocketbooks? They take them, Fenafki, Fechimashkachi, Arya, Zavnebuhu. And with the money they get from selling these pocketbooks, as soon as they see property land, they go and buy the land. So he sees the main thing that they're really Samech Dasan is upon Karka land. Is Amina, I mean to say like this now. Asamchtinu Aryahu. That the ladies rely on the pocketbooks is not because of these Arnaki, but only because they realize they want to end up with Karka. So Rashi says, V'yein goyvois elam in akarka min yesaimim. And in the case where she's collecting a ksuba from the yesaimim, she only has the right to collect it from karka, not from anything else. Because the yikas smichas das that she relies on is from karka, not from other things. So the Mishnah. Hamas yes bito istam. If a man marries off his daughter, is lo yivchos lo mechamishim zuz. The least that he should give her for a present, for the dunya, at least the money to prepare herself for the wedding, is 50 zuz. Posek, that's the least he should give her. Now, posek lachnisa ruma. Let's say the father made up with the son-in-law like he's not going to give her any clothing. That you want to marry my daughter, you have to take care and give her clothing. I'm going to give it to you without any clothing. Is lo yema baal, the baal can say back, the husband say back to the father, that kishachni senu lebeisi aschena, the ksusi. You know when I'll start clothing her? When we have nesuyin, when I take her to live in my house. But now that she's by you, I don't want to clothe her. No, the husband can't say that. Ela mechasa v'yod bebeisaviyya. He has to start supplying her with clothing right away, even though b'shas erusin, she's still living by her father's house. The same thing if Bezdin marries off Yisaimin. Is lo yivchas lo mechemishim zuz. They should not give them less than 50 zuz. Masha from Stok, Rashi says, Gaboy Stoker. The Gaboy Stoker should not give Yisaimin less than 50 zuz. That's how much you need to prepare yourself for a wedding. Hem yesh bekis, if there's money there, then mefanasim oislafikvoida. Then you have to give according to how much she's used to having. Like if a husband was very rich before, and she's used to how her father was very rich, and she's used to having a lot, you have to give her according to what she's supposed to have, what she's used to having. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Chamishim Zuz, that we say the least the father should give his daughter, has 50 Zuz, Ishino Pshiti, it means smaller ones. Rashi says, Zuz in Medina, this is the Zuz of Medina, which is Shemayinim Am Zuz Suri. Eight of these equal up to one Zuz of Suri. There is a smaller amount of money.
Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktani Sefer, since the end of the Mishnah, says like this. Em yesh bekisya, there's a lot of money there in the, by the kisya tzedakah. But finally, an oisel afi kvoida. Mashma, then we give him more money to how much he's used to having. For Yamrina and my kiss, what does the kiss mean here? What kind of pocket here? Amarach ba'anaki shav tzedakah. It means the pocket of the tzedakah money. Now, vi saka daitin chamishim zuz mamish. If you want to tell us what they were supposed to give him, mamish 50 good dollars, 50 zuz of tzuri. Em yesh bekis kam yavinan lo. Like, that's a lot of money. So what do you mean to say if there's more money in the tzedakah box, we'll even give him more? Why should we give him more? Mashma, that much money, 50 of zuz tzuri is a lot of money. Ela shmamina, therefore it's a proof, chamishim zuz pshiti. That the Mishnah says the least we give is 50 zuz, means smaller amount of money. And that's not so much money. Therefore the lachar is, if there's more money in the tzedakah box, then you have to give him more money. Turn around, we learned like this. Yosam v'yosayma. Orphan, a boy or a girl, shebol l'spanis. They're both coming, they have no panos, nothing to live, and they want to have mezainis food from staka. L'ochr is mefanasin esa yosayma. We have to first give the money to the girl. V'yachakach mefanasin esa yosam. And then we give money to the orphan, the boy. V'vnei sheish darko l'achzor l'apsachim, v'yanisha darko l'achzor. Because a lady, it's not her dera to go collecting money. A man, it's easy to collect money. Therefore, first we take care of the orphan, the girl, and then we'll give the money to the boy. What about Yosem v'Yosayma?